All right, Teresa, and I understand that the Randolph County Fair is coming up. Can you tell me more about this event?
I certainly can. We actually kicked off the fair this past weekend with the rodeo, and this weekend we are going to have a tractor pull out at the Randolph County Raceway. We'll start with the antique tractors at 5 p.m., and then the Missouri tractor pullers will go on the track about 7 p.m. And then on Saturday we're having a we're continuing the theme with the antique tractors, and we're having an antique tractor show at the Orchland Farm and Home parking lot in Moberly. And this year we have added a parade through downtown Moberly with all the antique tractors, and they'll make their way to the Rothwell Park, to the lodge, and the show will continue there, and winners will be announced at 1:30. Then also on Saturday, we've got some other stuff going on. This year, for the first time, we've got our open pie contest for all ages, and an open garden show. There will be several different items of interest that if you are a baker, you might bring a pie out, a fruit or a nut or a chocolate or a cream pie. And if you're a gardener, you've got roses and other flower arrangements and some potatoes and tomatoes that you can bring out. We also, Saturday's a pretty busy day for the opening, Randolph County Fair will host Chris Cavanaugh. He's a Nashville recording artist. He'll be on the Carmart stage at the Pavilion at 8:30 p.m. At 6 o'clock, the gates open. At 7 p.m., we have several local artists that are going to perform three or four songs from our area. There will be a beer garden and concessions on the grounds at that event. And then Sunday is kind of a cleanup day for the fair, and then Monday is Achievement Day for our 4-H and FFA youth, and then Tuesday we have the Randolph County Fair Pageant, where we feature Little Miss, Little Mister, Young Miss, Tiny Mister, all sorts of pageant contestants will be there that day. Then throughout the week we have the Swine Show, the Beef Show, the Goat Show, poultry and rabbits. Dogs, we have all sorts of animals out at the fair that everybody should come out and see. Friday is a very busy day for us, too. We have the Jack and Maxine Thornburg Scholarship Breakfast. It's a pancake breakfast, all you can eat for $3.50, and all proceeds go to 4-H scholarships in Randolph County. And then Friday night, we eat again. That seems to be our MO that day. We have a Randolph County Fair pork barbecue meal, and it'll be served from 4:30 till 6, and immediately following that is the youth livestock auction. This is where the 4-H and FFA youth get their chance to shine and sell their animals at a premium auction sale. Right after the auction, we have more entertainment. Stroke Race takes the stage at 8:30 p.m., and they're a good band from the Moberly-Huntsville area, and we're looking forward to having them again. The beer garden is sponsored by Mark Twain Distributing, and concessions are sponsored by Coca-Cola. Saturday the 27th, we're going to get busy early in the morning again. We're going to have Run Your Socks Off 5K. It's our annual 5K for the Randolph County Fair, and we're looking to have as many people as possible out there at 7:30 a.m. at the Randolph County Fairgrounds in Rothwell Park. 9 o'clock, we'll have the baby show. Registration starts at 8, and it's under the pavilion. Then we have a huge car show that starts at 10 a.m. Bring your cars out and see what's going on. Then that evening, the Randolph County Fair will close out with the Texaco Country Showdown Finals at 6 o'clock under the pavilion. And then shortly after that, we have a few more local acts that will perform. All the stage entertainment during the week of the fair is free. There is a charge for the Chris Cavanaugh concert, and you can buy those tickets in advance. And you can get more information on our website, www.randolphcountyfair.net.
Okay, and other than the website, or other than the the concert and the breakfast that you mentioned, are there any other mm-hmm. costs associated for patrons to the fair?
No, there are no costs whatsoever. All the entertainment's free. You know, we try to fill as much of the slots of entertainment that we can during the week. And this year we have this concert we're going to have, and it's the only thing that actually does cost. The tractor pull, of course, costs too. So it's a $8 charge for everyone over 10 years old.
Okay, and are there any deadlines that anyone has to meet in order to enter any of these events?
Actually, our Randolph County youth should have already entered all their events. However, we are having open shows. So if you, you know, are got your pig ready to show and you want to come down to Randolph County on Friday morning, July the 26th, head on down and be there by 8 o'clock. We'll weigh you in and bring your pig on in, and we'll get it weighed. Same with the cows. We've got different shows on Thursday night of that week. And like I said, that schedule is available at our website.
All right. It sounds like some great events are coming up in Randolph County. Is there anything else that you would like to add at this time?
Yeah, I would just like to express I'd like as many people to come out, whether you're from Randolph County or not, and see what our fairs are like. We've worked really hard this year to make it bigger and better, and we've got a lot of youth in our county that are going to be showing not only the livestock, but we have the Achievement Day building where kids can take pictures or make cakes or weld and different things, and those projects are all on display throughout the week of the Randolph County Fair, too.